brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give a die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil, state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All the secrets so the public never took the stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? 4-9-11, most couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being Ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do?
What
would
you do?
Why my records always come the same? Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word they think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart, I had they hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom.
We'll be right back.
Got discovered, but ignore the symptoms.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second segment of this Friday edition. It is the second day of February 2007. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours, 51 minutes and a few seconds. And we're going to have wide open phones today. We do have a guest for 30 minutes. She is the president of the Texas Eagle Forum, and she's on vacation down in Mexico, so she'll be joining us via telephone. She just got off her airplane and is getting to her hotel in Cozumel. So she will be coming on again in the second hour. And that concerns drug maker wants law to require STD shot. Now, what an honest headline from the Associated Press. It is the drug makers who come in and lobby the state legislatures, that lobby the federal government. It is the drug makers that make gigantic contributions to the American Medical Association, the American Pediatric Association, the Association of Nurses, the Association of on and on and on. They even fund the local Rotary Clubs in many cases, the Kiwanis Clubs, the Masonic Temples. They go out and they rent a mob. This is a live virus they want to give every girl in America, and they're trying to pass a law not to just have it be in the recommended roster, which they then, through color of law, claim that you have to take when there's no law. No, they're trying to make it an actual law. And there are hundreds of new vaccines every year developed. And put on the shelf, what, 15 years ago? It was roughly 18 shots they tried to push. A decade before that, it was just 5 or 6 shots that they tried to claim were mandatory when they weren't. It was 25 vaccines just a few years ago. Now it's 35 vaccines. And with the new, quote, recommended, which they then intimidate and claim is the law, shots, it's over 40. And many of those are multiple combo shots or have as many as 5 different things that they're supposedly giving you immunity for. And to call these vaccines really is a misnomer. They are filled with mercury. They are filled with all sorts of deadly byproducts from their manufacture, chemicals, poisons, metals, and, of course, DNA fragments from the different tissues and cultures that they are grown in from dead babies, fetal tissue, right into bovine, monkey parts, all mixed in and injected into the population. So remember, every year, in the few months before school starts, they will announce that it's the law all over TV, all over radio, all over print. You've got to take your shots or you'll be kicked out of school. But in reality, the schools just claim it's their policy. Then they claim that you violated policy. They suspend or expel you and then try to claim that you are now truant because they kicked you out. And then they involve the authorities, the officials. So we'll be going over that in the second hour. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. ABC News reports China's space weapon test could endanger astronauts and satellites. Engineers say ring of debris is forming an orbit and a marble-sized piece could be dangerous. We'll get into all the different space weapons, directed energy weapons. Also, U.S. issues guidelines in case of flu pandemic. It's called martial law. I have a huge stack of hype concerning global warming. I've been speaking about that in some detail the last few days, but I want to go over it in a little bit broader context today at the bottom of this hour coming up in about 20 minutes. But first off, I want to announce to you that in the third hour, we're going to play about 20 minutes of questions and answers that I took last night at the UT Union Ballroom there beneath the UT Tower. It was an incredible success. Citizens, the UT group that sponsored it, we started promoting it on Monday, and they put out 500 chairs. Those filled long before 7:30 when it was supposed to kick off. They put out another 400 chairs. First I heard 800, but I talked to the people there running it. They said they put out 900 chairs, and then they turned away over 100 people, which I didn't like happening. But it did happen, and so I'm sorry that that happened. 900 people there at the UT ballroom with 4 days promotion. I tell you, that is really exciting to see those types of numbers of people coming in. A lot of them were students. A lot of them were Austinites, old, young. There were the entire back rows filled with professors. And I had a chance to go after Dr. Pianca, the eugenics climatologist. I got a chance to expose the UT permanent fund with $36 plus billion. That's just one of their big funds that's completely off budget and record. And I got a chance to get into 9/11 and a lot more. And it was just fabulous. I want to thank George Humphreys for coming down and speaking. I want to thank Jack Blood for doing a great job coming down and speaking. Both their speeches were riveting. And you're also welcome to call in today if you were there at the event with your critiques or what part you liked or which speech you thought was the most important. And I do want to thank you for coming out. I just feel terrible. We had to turn away close to 1,000 people at our L.A. conference that held 1,200. We had over 1,000 requests for tickets. We sold out a week before. We had over 1,000 requests by email and phone for tickets, and then we turned away a couple hundred there. But we did have an overflow, several overflow rooms that had TVs with the conference going, so folks got to go in there. I tell you, it's just really exciting when every event we have is busting at the seams, whether it's in Chicago or New York City or Los Angeles or Austin, Texas. We'll see what happens out in a suburb of Phoenix, the 23rd, 4th, and 5th of this month with a huge 9/11 conference that I'm going to be the keynote speaker at. So I hope to see you all there. But I tell you, a lot of people would be buoyed, and I was buoyed by the fact that people were involved and awake. But I am actually humbled and just hope that I do a good job when I'm speaking to such large crowds. But I have to remember I speak to millions each and every day. But still, it is heartwarming and humbling to realize that so many people are taking seriously, as they should, the issues that we discuss here. My only frustration is that my limited intellect cannot even articulate the mass of corruption that we are facing. But again, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. When I launched into an attack against the University of Texas, I was heartened to see there wasn't any booing from the audience. And I wasn't attacking UT, the institution, the historical largest university in the world, wealthiest university now. In the last few years, it overtook several other European and U.S. universities. The fact is, the university was completely free in the past. The university owns giant pieces of land all over the state of Texas with natural gas and oil. They are paid billions and billions of dollars each year out of the Texas Treasury and out of the federal Treasury. And on budget, they run giant surpluses, but they have their comprehensive annual financial reports where they have scores of off-budget funds and investments in toll road companies, in professional sports teams, in a wide, diverse variety of stocks and bonds. And the regents literally sit in this cathedral-like structure in gold thrones. And most of them are former CEOs. It's a revolving door. Then they leave and become CEOs of other companies that they've invested. Texans' money, Texans' tuition. And to see how they constantly are cutting services to the students, to see how this is happening everywhere, cities, counties, other universities, every institution's doing this, to see how they are cutting the pay of the librarians, to see how they are reducing the pay of the professors and the instructors and their assistants, to see how they're increasing the price of the dorms and increasing the price of parking, just greedily squeezing everyone. Take St. Edward's right here in Austin, old, wealthy, small university, huge parking lot, free. They just close it and start charging. And you go look at their numbers, they've got billions and billions in surplus. State of Texas, over $400 billion in investments every year. Trillions of dollars in wealth. Every major state is the same. Every water district, every school district, it's the same scam. Say a school district, a small school district, has 30 plus million in one example. Very small school district would have that much. Big ones would have billions. They will not even buy books, do nothing. They will always claim that they've got a shortfall. They will always then push more bond proposals. They will always, you know, cut everybody's pay. To make the people in the institution think there's no money to support the tax increases and the bonds. And I'm tired of the scam. And my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, exposed, details all of that. The University of Texas has been turned into a globalist vehicle to destroy the United States. It has been turned into a vehicle. Some of their heads of departments are open Bilderberg Group members and CFR members. I'll briefly continue with this on the other side, and then we'll go to your calls and cover news around the globe. Stay with me.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Every major institution in this nation has been compromised and predominantly taken over. By predominantly, I mean there are still remnants of what was good about them left, like big events and public speaking and students being able to bring in whoever they wish to speak. But you go to the classes and most of the professors or their assistants don't even speak English. The majority of the engineering students and computer science students aren't even from this country. And, of course, they're all being financed and paid by corporate funds to come in and get these educations, to get this education. And it's just despicable. People need to know what your universities, what your governmental institutions, what your quasi-governmental institutions are doing. They have worked together to set up a climate to take control of the government and to take the taxing mechanisms to fund themselves, and now they're in the final phase of giving themselves governmental power while at the same time reducing all of the services that you and I and our ancestors paid to build. And that's the bottom line. And they give you some symbol of your pride at the university, a football game you can go pay tons of money for and sit and watch, and then that becomes the pride of your university. And I'm not knocking the football. I'm just saying it becomes a replacement, and it becomes the center of everything as you lose everything that really matters and everything you're really paying for. Okay, I'm done talking about that. I'm going to get into the drug maker. Wants a law to require STD shot. We'll be breaking that down. Also, a big section on global warming as this thing hits fever pitch. The Bush administration seeks $245 billion for additional war funding. I mean, it goes from a couple hundred billion to $245 billion. This is a supplemental package when previous supplemental packages were around $70 billion. And we'll also get into several other reports concerning the war drums with Iran. Right now, let's go to your calls. Peter in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, this is Peter from New York.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good.
Long-time fan, first-time caller. I have big-time concerns about the direction that the 9/11 truth movement is going in. I think we've done a great job at exposing the lies, the anomalies, the inconsistencies, but we don't have much time before they launch another attack upon us, and we really need to get to the facts, to who was behind these attacks. Who are the people? Who are the principals? Who was involved? It's time to start naming names.
Well, go ahead. Who do you think's behind it? Name names.
Well, I mean, let's think about it here. The Bush administration was only in office for about 9 months at that point.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody that I can really point to who's prominent in the movement right now has talked about involvement by the Clinton administration, namely people like John Deutsch, the traitor who sold the Al-Qaeda database to industry.
There's no separation between the Clinton administration and the Bushes. That's another illusion. It's the same exact technicians and individuals. They just put on this good cop, bad cop, carnival barker sideshow.
Right, and I agree with that. But you know, can you point to any resources, whether they're online or publications or journals, that have really touched on, you know, naming names and trying to get, you know, the ball rolling legally here?
Sure. We have 9/11 archives on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with whole sections. We're talking 20, 30 articles apiece about the Clintons and how Clinton signed W199I. Bush just re-signed it in January after he got sworn in, ordering the FBI and CIA to leave AQCon laboratories alone, to leave so-called Al-Qaeda operatives alone in this country. And so, I mean, that's ongoing there. Whenever Sudan and Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia wanted to arrest bin Laden and hand him over, Clinton said no. That's all on record. It's just the exact same policies were continued. And I appreciate your call. I mean, if you want to talk about who's involved in 9/11. Clearly, you've got U.S., British, Israeli intelligence agencies' fingerprints all over it, and they always work together. It's really one intelligence agency. And then you've clearly got private defense contractors who are basically the backbone of the infrastructure clearly involved. You've got Dick Cheney in June, a couple months before 9/11, taking the shoot-down powers that the generals and admirals and their designate colonels and majors who had shoot-down power. We have that shoot-down power being taken away. We have Cheney in the White House bunker, later leaving the side R, in complete control, clearly ordering the stand-down, so he's clearly involved. And so we know. I mean, it's the shadow government, which isn't even shadow anymore. They call it the shadow government. We'll be right back after this quick break with more of your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Welcome back. Glad you joined us on this Friday edition, continuing with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and speak with Daz in the UK, then Scott Rodney, CH Tim, and others. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, what's going on, Alex? I just wanted to get your opinions on the increase of atheists in the media and the blasphemy challenge.
Did you say the increase in atheist?
Yeah.
And the blasphemy challenge. Fill me in on what that is.
Basically, where people denounce God on YouTube. Just wondered whether you thought there was any underlying plan behind your stuff.
Well, there really is, because if you don't believe in a higher power and if you don't believe in a higher moral benchmark, then really it makes man God, and that makes the people who are in control God, because the people certainly don't have the power and control to the level we need to, and so hence that makes the New World Order controllers God. And they've told people in the universities for 150 years that religions caused all the wars, and that's not true. It's been corrupt individuals using religion to launch wars. It was actually Christianity that helped reduce and end the classical transatlantic slave trade. It was actually Christianity that drove for abolition in this country. And it was, Gandhi and his religion freeing India from British control. I mean, there's so many examples of this, and you have to look at a tree's fruits to be able to gauge it. But it's the trendy, cool thing to do. You know, Nietzsche, God is dead. Of course, he was totally insane. And that's what they're into. But if you can't look at the hundreds of billions of galaxies photographed by Hubble, if you can't look at the night sky, if you can't look at a tree, if you can't look at the design and the human hand or the human eye and know that there is incredible design in that, and if you don't think that there isn't more to this universe and that there aren't spiritual dimensions, these people just haven't had the life experiences, unfortunately, that would open their eyes to this. But many of them are young. You look at atheists who are older; they're very unhappy people. Many of them, and this show has unlocked, with God's help, the mind of many atheists. But yeah, I mean, it's a trendy thing. I am aware of the denouncing God on YouTube and other websites, people going on, and this is their way to rebel and show everyone how strong they are. But I would just tell the atheists, look at the globalists. They are atheists or agnostics on the surface, but when you scratch the surface, they're into very dark, deep occult activities. And a man approached me last night at the end of the speech at UT. And he said, Alex, did you know that in black magic, the first thing they train you to do is to enjoy inflicting destruction and pain on your own flesh? And he said, there's a reason for that. And there is. They're into the dark side. They're into destruction. They're into hurting the weak and the meek. They're into abusing the innocent. They're into feeding off horror and pain. And so those pushing the atheist agenda, I don't mean they're low-level minions, but those above it promulgating it are very wicked indeed. And so I would simply also point that out to people that have said, as fools, that there is no God.
Okay. Thanks for your opinions there, Alex.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I'd just like to ask what you think of some of the 9/11 sites that claim, being the correct word, to debunk your 9/11 theories.
Well, let me try to answer that, and I appreciate your call. In the interest of time, I can't spend too much time on it. I would imagine I should have asked, you're talking about some of the sites that claim to dissect the fact that we're saying 9/11 was orchestrated by criminal elements of the military-industrial complex. And what I have found they do, well, there's now sites debunking them. And what they count on is that people aren't going to do research on what they're saying, the claims they're making. And they do this over and over again. They do several different things. Well, they do a bunch of things, but two or three main things. Number one, they go out and they find the most outlandish, ridiculous inside job theories that are disprovable and patently ridiculous, and that and that the general public will reject out of hand. Chief among them that no planes, period. You can debate whether they were passenger or drones painted up, and there's something real there. But those that promulgate that no planes hit the towers, you notice the people that say that are on TV every single week, whereas I might get on national television once every 2 years. So they will attribute any kooky theory out there to the entire 9/11 truth movement. That's number one. And they will many times, as Popular Mechanics did, attribute bad research or things that are patently disprovable to myself or other prominent, serious, credible researchers. They will not attempt to debunk that the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. Publicly available, in triplicate, absolute fact. They will not debate the fact that 44,000 U.S. troops were massing in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan in the months before to invade Afghanistan, and that Bush had launch orders on his desk 2 days before to invade Afghanistan, source Newsweek. They will not debunk any of the hundreds of real issues. They won't get me on national TV and say, Alex, you're a liar. Gulf of Tonkin wasn't staged, because Gulf of Tonkin is now admitted to be staged. Or they won't get me on national TV and say, Alex, because, see, first I prove they've done it before. Alex, you know, our government didn't stage terror attacks in Iran to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh. No, it's declassified, admitted they did. The guy that ran the op wrote a book in 99. It was declassified shortly after. The after-action reports. They don't go after us on the real evidence we put out. There's over 600 pieces, 600 smoking guns. Years ago, I did whole three-hour programs where I would just quickly read one smoking gun and move to the next and couldn't get all 600 in. I mean, I would have like four or five big files busting open, 4 inches thick of just news articles and documents each file. Can't cover it all in one show. Also, they will then just flat-out lie. And there's many examples of this. But first off, you have to look who the chief debunkers are. 2 years ago, I get a call. Hey, it's Popular Mechanics. I'm Ben Chertoff. I'm the managing editor of this story. And these are the reporters I want you to talk to. And I said, is this a hit piece? Even if it is, it's fine. I'll do the interview. I'd just like to know. No, I give you my word. This is not a hit piece. And then I get to talk to the reporters, and they would say, well, what about this? What about that? And they would always bring up things that were disproven or you couldn't prove or that were kooky. And I'd say, well, this is your theory. And I'd say, no, that's not mine. I want to talk about the crimp and the squibs in Building 7 not hit by a plane. I want to talk about steel temperatures. No, 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 no. And it was so bad, I thought it was, for the first time out of hundreds of interviews I'd done for print, I thought it was fake. I thought it was some group of lawyers posing or as reporters. Something was going on. So I called Megs, the head of Popular Mechanics, who just gotten in at that time, and I put a message in saying, is this a real story? And I got a call back, yes, indeed, this is a real story, and you have our word, it's not a hit piece. We're just looking at both sides. And then it came out. And they were going to put in there attributing an article I didn't write that we linked to on Prison Planet as something I'd written, and I threatened them. I said, you're going to get litigated against if you do that. So they did take that out of the story. But here's a backside example. There was a report about seismographs picking up clear evidence of explosions, and that's real evidence. That's a real piece of evidence. But instead of debunking the piece of evidence, that was written by another reporter for American Free Press. So what they did is they called me, said that I wrote it, and said we called the people at this university and at the U.S. Geological Survey, two different groups, and they said you never interviewed them. And I went, of course not. Did you read the story? We just posted it in our format. That's a newspaper. Did you call them? No. So see, but they didn't do that with me, but with other people, they played that trick. And then they, you know, in the article, they say, and the subsequent book they wrote last year, they said, and contrary to what they say, no jet was ever intercepted in the years that NORAD was set up since 57 on until 2000 with Payne Stewart. And the 9/11 kooks, they say that hundreds and hundreds were intercepted. And they then quoted some major, the NORAD spokesman, at a press conference after 9/11 saying they'd never intercepted planes except for Payne Stewart. But then we did a Google search and pulled up articles from 2000 with him bragging about how they'd intercepted, what, 168 times in the year before that. The very same person in Reuters. And we wrote an article about it. So that's the type of things they do. But more than just breaking down their lies, why not look at Hearst Publishing, which I continue to talk about on air. I want to do a big expose on. You know how Orson Welles, who was a rising superstar in Hollywood, you know how he got blackballed. It's the famous movie Citizen Kane. It's about Hearst Publishing and William Randolph Hearst. And I remember in college, just in the first textbook in basic radio, television, and film, there were chapters about yellow journalism was attributed, and it got its name for Hearst Publishing, 500 and something newspapers and book publishing in this country. And in the Spanish-American War in 1898, Hearst bragged that he helped start that war with the government and helped put out the lie that they blew up the Maine, the battleship, the Maine. He just literally helped run this country. He helped get the Federal Reserve put into place. He helped do all. He would do things like print that the bankers were against the Federal Reserve Act, and people were fooled and thought, well, you know, if the bankers are against the Federal Reserve Act, which they were actually financing and paying Hearst to publish, then everybody ran out and supported it and got passed. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. And then Hearst has been involved in yellow journalism ever since. They are the original Fox News on steroids. They make Rupert Murdoch look like a choir boy. It's been a government amalgamation with industry ever since it got started. That's how they operate. And so Hearst Publishing comes out and attacks me and others and lies about us and builds straw men. Again, they make false claims about what we've said and then attack those false claims. It's a straw man. You don't attack the real man. You attack the straw man. You build something you claim is the person, and then you attack that. And they didn't just have to do straw man. They did attack kooks and disinfo people and folks that just haven't done their research. And then by guilt by association, try to demonize the entire movement. But then we learned that Benjamin Chertoff, the managing editor, was a close family member of Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff. And he got calls by reporters and lied and said, I'm not related to him, I don't know him. But then reporters called his mommy, Benjamin Chertoff's mommy, and she said, of course we're family. Of course, he's first cousins, and he comes over for dinner. Oh, yes. And then later, they had to backtrack and say, okay, we're related, and yeah, we've met, and yeah, okay. I mean, that's how these things work. This is all hereditary. Norman Schwarzkopf's dad carries out the terror attacks in Iran. Norman Schwarzkopf ends up being the head of the military operations over there. He grew up over there. He speaks Arabic. The Bushes, three generations of them. Now it's going to be four. It's the same thing with the Chertoffs. Chertoff's grandfather and grandmother were founders of Mossad. He's an Israeli citizen. I mean, this is just how it works. And I tell you, it's a little scary to have the Chertoff family writing hit pieces on me through the yellow journalism icon. I mean, it's in the encyclopedia. It's in the encyclopedias that I've looked at. because I wrote papers about it back in school. Maybe they've changed them now. Things are so Orwellian. But if you go look at a 10, 15-year-old encyclopedia, you're going to see next to yellow journalism, Hearst Publishing, William Randolph Hearst. You know, you always make the joke that next to ugly in the dictionary, it's your picture. Or next to, you know, stupid in the encyclopedia, it's your name. Well, literally, literally, when you say yellow journalism, literally, it says Hearst Publishing. So, long answer. I could talk for hours about it, but that really is a short answer. But in the time we've got, it's got to be as much as I say about it. Scott, Rodney, C.H., Tim, I'm going to accelerate through your calls. We've got a guest coming on for 30 minutes. Then I'll get into global warming. Really need to talk about this. There's a full court press right now. And we'll tell you what's behind that in more detail. Stay with me.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
Welcome back. You know, Rodney is a longtime caller here in Austin. And I hadn't talked to him in 3 or 4 months. I think he hadn't called in longer than that. I was going to him next. And Rodney, you turkey, you just hung up. You call back in. You get addicted to old-time callers. You like talking to them. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Colorado. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
A question about the Federal Reserve. Is it true that they supposedly refund the taxes all but a 6% dividend to the Treasury, or how does that work?
Well, it depends, because they've made a lot of that secret, but basically, and Ronald Reagan commissioned a big report on this in 1981, a congressional report, not 1 cent of federal income tax goes to pay for the federal government's operation. It goes to simply pay directly to the private banks that issue the debt. The way it works is, previously our government issued the credit and printed up the money as a symbol of commerce. And then once the Federal Reserve System got in, they instruct the Treasury to issue the actual paper currency, which is now almost less than 1% of actual ones and zeros in banking balance sheets and computers, okay? And so all the other zeros and ones that are in these computers, that is issued and controlled by the Federal Reserve. And they tell the other banks, which aren't part of the actual Federal Reserve stockholders, but are under the Federal Reserve system, how much they can loan out under the fractional reserve banking system. And usually it's at about 1 to 10 ratio. That is, when you deposit $1, whether it be zeros and ones or whether it be actual cash, they can loan out then $10 on that money.
I heard that it was 7, but I guess 10 is not that big of a difference.
Well, it gyrates. It moves back and forth, you know, from every quarter to quarter. But the last time I looked, and that was probably a year ago, it was at 10 to 1.
That means, that just means that there's just all this money that doesn't really exist.
Yes, if there was a run on the bank, let's say you got $50,000 in there for college funds, and you tried to go get that. Now, if you went and got it when nobody was there, and there wasn't a run, you'd have no problem. But there's a few years ago, it was 3% actual currency. But then they doubled the money supply, so it was 1.5%. And then almost a year ago, the new Fed chief, Edward Bernanke, came in. He said, well, Greenspan doubled the money supply in the last 6 years. I'm going to double it in the next two. Then he made the money supply numbers secret for the first time since 1913. So now we don't know. But it's probably below 1% now. The last number we have is 1.5.
One more question on that. Is it true that, and this would be another way they'd make a lot of money, is it true that they actually just, the Fed has the cost of printing the money and then lends it to the U.S. at face value, or is that inaccurate?
No, what happens is it only costs, what is it, like 4 cents to print a dollar.
And they lend it at face value, or true or not true?
No, how it works is, to be able to issue the money, debt is created, and then bonds and different types of notes are then sold on the international market, and the debt is bought, then the income tax is used to pay those people back on their bonds.
All right. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it may be a little bit more clear, but yeah, I think it's
clear. Maybe I should do a whole show on the Federal Reserve and then get a bunch of experts and guests on about it. Basically, it's designed to get societies in debt. It's made where a nation will go into debt. It is a law of mathematics. It is designed to bankrupt you and make you dependent. It is financial matrix.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.